So, hello, yes. So, I was talking yesterday to Matt, who some of you have met, about how most of you in this room have science degrees, and I don't. I have a theology degree. And this is because when I was younger, when I was at school, it seemed to me that history was interesting and made sense of what was around me, and religion was interesting because people were religious, and English was interesting because we were in England, but science was utterly boring and taught me about how flowers had sex, which had no relevance to my life whatsoever, not being a flower. But I am a human, and if only they had told me about how you could judge people by what they looked like, about how you could make sense of the people around you by external cues, then perhaps I would have been interested in science, and it would have been my route into science, and I wouldn't have definitely done a theology degree, which has no practical use in everyday life. But science does have a practical use in everyday life, and I found it sadly far too late in life, and in particular, judging people by what they look like. And judging them correctly, being able to discern their psychological traits from what they look like. And one physical symbolic trait that has become more and more noticeable as we have slowly over the long meeting since 2014, and during that time the move into cloud world has accelerated violently, and part of this move has involved woke people with serious mental problems dyeing their hair unnatural colours. And here you have an example of this woman, Billie Eilish, who is a very famous singer of depressing songs, and she has blue hair. And so I think it's very opposite the title, Blue Hair and Blues, dyeing your hair unnatural colours, is associated with depression. So we've been thinking about this for quite a while. We all observe these crazy pictures with their red hair and their blue hair and their green hair, and we think to ourselves when we see them, you try and be nice and you try and be reasonable and not judge people by what they look like when you see a girl with green hair or blue hair, but ultimately we're all thinking to ourselves, crazy bitch, woo, ambulance is off. So we thought we'd have a look at that. Now, another study has explored the relationship between pronounced expressions of identity or non-conformity and mental instability. Strong religiosity, often also expressed visually, very strong religiosity, is associated with periods of depression, although in general religiosity is negatively associated with depression. Going through periods of very strong religiosity is associated with depression and anxiety, and it seems to deal with the depression and anxiety by providing the sufferers with a strong sense of self, a strong sense of who they are, a strong sense of identity, a sense of eternal importance, and it allows them to get over whatever psychological struggle they are having. Borderline personality disorder, which is where you have a weak sense of self, an unstable sense of self, is often underpinned by intense negative feelings, anxiety, things like this. And such people can go through very intense identities, often quite opposite identities, as a way of making sense of the world. And the identity will be unstable, and it will be expressed often physically. For example, I know a chap in Finland who, when I first met him, he was an open, laughing Nazi, and dressed as a Nazi, and now he's the most woke person you could possibly imagine. This is an example of a sort of a Damascene conversion, a sort of borderline personality where you split and you go from one extreme identity to the other. And this is, of course, expressed very much in what he looked like and how he dressed. Similarly, geek culture. This is a counterculture marked by unconventional appearance. It's associated with borderline personality disorder, with narcissism. Why the narcissism? Well, if you have this sense of the insecurity and anxiety, then you can deal with it by kind of telling yourself that you're superior to others, and you can tell yourself you're superior to others by adopting a certain counterculture which makes you superior, and then you can reassure yourself of that superiority and express it in how you dress and whatever. So many subcultures seem to involve this conspicuous expression of identity as expressed in an unusual appearance, and it seems to be, unsurprisingly, associated with depression.
Before we start, I'd just like to say a word about our sponsor, and that is Atlas VPN. Now, here's the situation, chaps. We are all truth seekers here at the Jolly Heretic Public House. We all want to know the truth about the world, and the only way we can do that is if we get lots of different perspectives, lots of alternative perspectives. And we are in a situation where we cannot get that. The internet is censored, everything is censored, and we literally cannot get the other side with regards to certain important events that are happening in the world because of the way that they censor the internet. So the only thing to do, as far as I'm concerned, is to use a VPN. And Atlas VPN is currently running a huge discount. It means you can get a 3-month subscription for just $1.83 a month, plus 3 months for free, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And so time is running out, so it's worth looking into, really. There's lots and lots of benefits to this. Not only is that you've got that deal, but you could unlock your favourite content from all over the world, you know, shows from friends or whatever it is you like using Atlas VPN. You can keep your Google searches private. They make sure that your results aren't tracked and so forth. You can stop ads and malware. It's more than just a VPN. It blocks malicious links and ads and so forth, and it notifies you when someone's trying to steal your data. And you can save money online. It notifies you of the best deals, and it can protect unlimited devices. So it seems to be a jolly good idea. And as I say, they've currently got this campaign where it's just $1.83 a month. So, you know, it's worth thinking about. $1.83 a month for a 3-year subscription, plus 3 months for free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Time is running out, so, you know, it's certainly worth looking into. So as a person that is in favour of the truth and wants as much as many different perspectives as possible and is finding these blocked by our current system, I think getting a VPN is worth doing. And as far as I can see, Atlas VPN is where it's at, chaps.
Now, the question is this the case with blue hair? And I say, one means of expressing a strong counterculture identity is by dyeing your hair an unnatural colour. And here are the known memes, you know, especially green, blue, red, or purple, an unnatural and conspicuous colour. Now, this woman, red hair, she became famous as an anti-Trump protester. This woman, I forget her name, but she's Swedish. Woke activist, and she once stopped a plane from taking off because it hadn't decided to see if it had been found guilty of rape, and for the good of Sweden he had to stay in the country. So we would expect there to be some sort of relationship between having a natural hair colour and having depression or anxiety. Now, myself and Emil over there, who you will know, used the archival data from the OKCupid dataset. This is a public data set of about 68,000 on a dating site profiles that were scraped between 2014 and 2015, and they've got this enormous number of variables. And some of you that were at the London Conference on Intelligence in, I think, was it 2016, when we were sitting there in UCL having our evil eugenics conference in secret, may remember that actually he published that data effectively during or just before the conference, and was sitting there excitedly on his laptop, watching the chaos he had sowed spread around the world, and feeling very proud of himself. I remember I was sitting behind him at the time, and he just loved it. It was judged to be the most grossly irresponsible and ethical release of data by any academic in the history of the world. But it was extremely useful in terms of making sense of things, because you had so many variables that were questioned about, and you had such a large sample. So in terms of sampling, the representativeness, the mean age was 30 at 1.7, PTSD, 60.6 at users were male. In terms of country, it was mainly America, 66% American, and a few other places, mainly English-speaking, and totally 87% of the Anglophone world, and 94% of the Western world. And those are some of the newspaper reports at the time. Researchers just released profile data on 7,000 Olympic users without permission. Researchers caused uproar by publishing data for 7,000 Olympic users. So it's great data, but the problem is that with our woke ascendancy, it's quite difficult to publish articles. Sometimes you can get away with it, but sometimes people will have heard of the data leak and they will say it's terribly unethical for us to use this data. You cannot use this data as part of your study. And unfortunately, I came up against that again and again and again in trying to publish this study. That was the one criticism. So I had to go for a really obscure and unusual journal, but nevertheless, as everyone will tell you, it's got quite a lot of downloads on the old research gate, so this seems to be a popular study. Okay, so we searched through the question bank for questions related to modifiable self-presentation, other indicators of mental health, such as non-traditional dating, dating styles, like vegetarianism, as these have been previously shown in Western samples to correlate with poor mental health and so on. For mental health, we searched for items that indicated mental health issues using terms such as mental illness, depression, therapy, disorder, whatever. There's a large number of items there, over 2,000 items. And we furthermore included a question about self-described political ideology, because I think it'll did a presentation on this a couple of years ago at the LCI. it's been shown that being mentally having depression, particularly among females, correlates with being left-wing. So we use that as well. We included various demographic variables for giving the profiles. So this was issues such as sex, sexual orientation, polyamory, you see example of it here, which is, you know, multiple love interests, things like that, age and race. And there are also well-known associations for most of these. Polyamory is a relative newcomer in the world of woke insanity. There are informal reports of high rates of mental illness among those who practice polyamory, as you'd expect. It's a deviation from our evolutionary norms, so it should be associated with other deviations from our evolutionary norms in terms of behaviour, in terms of genes, and therefore should be associated with mental. And one very small study existed that found mental health to be superior among a monogamous control group, which of course you would expect. And we also included political ideology, because as I said, we've now got abundant evidence that gets replicated again and again of the association between mental illness and being less weird. Unnatural hair colour, then, was associated with mental illness. That's what we found, effect size of 0.3. There was also a notable effect size for vegetarianism that's associated with mental illness, presumably because people, I guess, engage in vegetarianism in order to sort of, because they feel inferior about themselves and they're narcissistic and need to find a way of feeling that they're superior, and so they tell themselves they're morally superior or the body wise, all that nonsense. The relationship may exist due to being an expression of a need for strong identity, or perhaps because a high level of anxiety extends to anxiety about harm to animals. Having tattoos is comparatively a much weaker signal, with effect sizes of about 0.1. Now that's interesting, of course. I did a paper a while ago on the relationship between tattoos and mental illness, and tattoos and narcissists and things like this. The problem is they've spread, they've become so popular that people that aren't particularly crazy are going to get tattoos, just because it's the in thing now. So that's probably becoming a weaker and weaker measure of anything. So that's the problem with tattoos, it doesn't really help them anymore. But I imagine that having lots of tattoos like this is an expression of it rather than some on your arm or whatever. Is an extreme expression of extreme identity, and look at the things she's got there as well, you know, skulls and stuff like this. So you can expect something like that. Across the models, we added more potential confounders such as age, sex, sexual orientation, political ideology, and so on. Unnatural hair colour remained a fairly strong predictor of mental illness with an effect size of 0.23. Vegetarianism also retained most of the validity, ending So political ideology shows negative effects of non-conservative views. So again, we're replicating the idea that conservatives have greater mental stability. There's so many papers on this now, have greater mental stability on average than the liberals. So we replicated that idea with a very large data set. Now, in terms of how we could interpret these findings, high neuroticism means for you that the world is a dangerous place, and so you want a sense of control over the world. And so you can attain a sense of control or importance, perhaps you have low self-esteem, you think you're not very important, by creating a strong and clear sense of self. In particular, perhaps you have some deep knowledge that others lack, or that you are morally superior to others, or something like that, that reassures you that you're not the fragile, broken person that deep down you feel that you are. And so you would expect for that reason high neuroticism to be associated with a very strong sense of identity, but it wouldn't feel real. You wouldn't on a level know that it wasn't real, but it would kind of swage your feelings. And you would express this very strong sense of identity in how you presented yourself. You did via embodiment. And this, as you see there, with the hair and the clothes and whatever. Another thing is, as I say, you cope with negative feelings by creating false, highly moral, or highly unusual, special, or non-conformist, or whatever, sense of self, though perhaps within certain moral boundaries. You signal and tell yourself that, I don't care about the world, I'm better than the world, I don't really care about the world, I don't care, I have no friends, I don't care what hates me, I'm more important than that, you don't look like that. You fuck the world is the meme. In fact, I once met a girl who had green hair and all kinds of tattoos. It said on her forehead, tattooed on her forehead, it's a Finnish girl, FTW on her forehead. And I said, this was at a baptism I went to of her niece. And I said, what does FTW stand for? She said, fuck the world. It's strange, because her husband was a church woman. Anyway, she said, you're heaven, you married hell. Another thing is that it's a way, perhaps easily, of finding people following J. Philip Rushton who are genetically similar to you. So it's been argued, if you look at, what's his name, that Belgian guy, Van der Berg, and he suggests that one of the reasons why religious people mark themselves out, let's say with headscarves or whatever, in a context in which the genetic differences are small, so you can't easily sort of see that person's a Muslim, that person's a Hindu, is via embodiment, via dress, and therefore it's a way of basically finding people more easily in an unstable ecology that are more similar to you. And also it could simply be an honesty signal, perhaps, of genetic equality. It's a bit like a peacock's tail. It's saying, I can give myself this encumbrance, shaking your head, I'm just saying it could be. But I'm just saying, but it could be. It could,
Question sessions.
Anyway, it's possible that it could be something like that. You're kind of saying, like a woman that has short hair or whatever, you're saying, I'm making myself look ugly or weird or unusual, but I'm still attractive, so look at this. What?
No, I was getting someone to pull the chair away from you.
So yeah, I look for
the next walk back will not be fixed.
I was sitting down at a pub and I had to buy a whole round of drinks that I smashed over when the table fell over. It's not bad. Right, good. So, another possibility is that a person's high neuroticism, the world appears to be a frightening, unpredictable place. And so other people are frightening. So it's a way of saying, of scaring people, or at least confusing potential threats, of saying to them, stay away. Of the example, be frightened of me, keep away from me, don't fuck with me, basically. And that's perhaps how you would feel if you were highly mentally unstable. In a sense, it can be compared to the use of bright colours or strikingly contrasting patterns displayed by poisonous insects or poisonous amphibians. These so-called aphosomatic signals have evolved as honesty indicators that the prey is toxic and dangerous and should be avoided. And so if you're a neurotic person, you want to convey to people, you have an unnatural hair colour, stay away, be careful of me, don't mess with me. In this sense, unnatural hair colour could be attractive and even empowering for those that are high neuroticism, because it can make them feel that others will be frightened of them and won't mess with them. And this is a list of the references for the paper. And there you go. Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. I detect that you have a question for the speaker.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!